I can think of it as there's the fluid that we ingest, there's the fluid that our body retains, and then there's the fluid that we excrete. So there's different ways that we can manipulate these three different areas of fluid intake, retention, and excretion. And then in terms of gut contents, obviously that's the food matter that's actually sitting in your gastrointestinal tract. So generally, athletes who are somewhat uneducated, the easiest way to manipulate these variables is to just stop eating and drinking. And if you stop eating and drinking, you will lose weight, you'll decrease your body water, and you'll also empty out your gastrointestinal tract. However, as should be obvious to most listeners, stopping eating and drinking is not the best way to achieve optimal performance. So we can then get a little bit more strategic with this in order to still achieve the acute weight loss necessary while optimizing performance, or at least decreasing the performance decrements associated with these methods. So maybe I'll touch on first, so the body water. So like I said, ingesting less fluid, okay, so if you drink less fluid, there's less going in, and everything else being equal, you'll reduce the total body water pool. So that's easy enough to understand. In terms of the bound water within the body, so water is bound in various tissues. So I guess I'll start off talking about glycogen. So as most of your listeners are probably aware, carbohydrates are stored in human skeletal muscle in the form of glycogen. And glycogen, being the storage form of glucose, also binds with water at a ratio of about 2 to 3 grams of water to every 1 gram of glycogen, every 1 gram of glucose, sorry. Although this is somewhat, I wouldn't say debated, but we're unclear whether this holds true across all tissues and at all concentrations of glycogen. However, for argument's sake, we can say that glucose is bound to water at 2 to 3 grams of water for every 1 gram of glucose. So therefore, if we reduce the amount of glucose or glycogen within the muscle, we're also reducing the amount of water also stored in the muscle. So that's where things like a low carbohydrate diet can come in to help reduce that total body water pool in the form of reducing muscle glycogen stores. And so there's two ways we can do this. One is to ingest less carbohydrates, and two is to burn or expend more of those carbohydrates through high intensity training or moderate to high intensity training. In reality, you do a combination of both. So you know, if we follow like a very low carbohydrate ketogenic diet, something in that sort of keto range, less than 50 grams of carbohydrates per day, you'll definitely reduce your glycogen stores. However, this can be somewhat impractical given the foods that athletes normally like to eat, and it's very hard to eliminate carbohydrates altogether. On the other end of the spectrum, you don't want to be doing a whole lot of intense high-intensity exercise in the days leading up to a weigh-in if you don't have to. So really a combination of both, I find with the athletes that I work with, and what also makes physiological sense, I think is the way to go. So maybe just reducing carbohydrates in that week prior to weigh-in, as well as engaging in your normal training, maybe even 2 weeks if you're really stressing about the amount of weight that needs to be dropped. But yeah, so a reduction in carbohydrates, maintaining normal training for several days or a week or so can help reduce that glycogen in muscle and therefore the associated water. So where else in the body is water bound? So also the total body sodium pool is another way that we can attack this. So the less sodium you have on board, the less water that will be retained to maintain sodium concentrations within total body water pools. So again, ingesting less sodium in the days prior to weigh-in is another way to do that. Although there hasn't really been any research that's looked at this in the context of weight cutting and in healthy athletes, but we can draw from studies which have looked at people with hypertension, and there has been some studies in normotensive patients. However, again, not in the context of weight cutting, but it is still a widely practiced method. And with the athletes that I've worked with, I'm convinced that it's of benefit. So I'll always try and reduce the sodium intake in the athletes I work with leading into weigh-in as well, just to try to get rid of some of that bound water. So that's